Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Deals in the D.com studios. The Drew and Mike Show, kicking off another week. And I apologize in advance because I know somebody will more than a few people will complain that it's a best of, but we would have had to record on Easter Sunday and really haven't had much time off, and we just took the wheels job, and I mean, it's like Red Shovel Network. I'm a network executive now.
Wow. Stress.
We don't have to respond to no one.
We haven't had squat for time off this year.
Yeah, remember back in January, we worked on MLK Day. We said we had to make it up somewhere.
Oh, that's right.
Well, making it up now. And last week.
Could use a lot more time off. We could use a week off. Boy, it's not like the old salad days of radio. 5 weeks a year. Jeez.
And no commitment to do a show.
I know.
Gone.
Well, if we were on Facebook, which we normally would be, and we will be tomorrow, it would be brought to you by Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. And that's between 3rd and 4th Street on Main, in the heart of downtown Royal Oak. They got the 35-foot TV, the 150 tequilas, great Mexican food. Take the 10% discount, mention the Drew and Mike Show, and get ready for Cinco de Mayo, Cuatro de Mayo, and Trace de Mayo. Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas. And I can't think of anything else terribly important that anyone needs to know today. It's Monday following Easter, but...
What a great Easter. That was a blast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a whole bunch of people over.
I know. You made a ham.
You know what's funny? I didn't even know it was Easter until just a few days ago.
It's so late this year.
Yeah, well, remember that Fat Tuesday was so late. I thought, oh, Easter must be in June or something this time.
feels like it.
What is Easter still? I mean, is it a big deal with kids and egg hunts and
course,
all that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, egg drops.
Yeah.
And the Easter bunny visits.
Madeline got her picture with the Easter bunny.
Oh.
Was she excited or freaked out?
No, she was. She's a very calm baby, so everything was fine.
Aren't Easter bunnies kind of creepy though? Even
what?
More so that because they're all in like a costume, a rabbit costume.
Look at those two angels.
Oh, Easter pictures.
Aww. Oh, how cute.
Yeah, they were pumped to see the bunny. Although someone was reluctant to take
He's a cuter bunny.
Yeah, they were reluctant. Julie was reluctant to take him to the Easter bunny because of the measles outbreak that were in the, we're right in the heart of it. And Annie just turned one, so she finally got her first MMR shot. And I just went, well, most of the outbreak is, you know, that the guy who was in Israel is trying to raise money from Jewish people. And I'm not sure, but I don't think they see the Easter bunny.
Good point.
Jewish people don't go to see the Easter bunny.
I don't think
because
so.
They're Jewish.
By the way, speaking of the measles outbreak, I was reading about the CDC's public meeting being invaded by anti-vaxxers.
Oh, God.
So, you know, if you didn't know any better, you would think, oh, my God, everybody's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
And all these people are going nuts at the CDC. And I don't know, what do you do when stupidity is... People are so stubbornly stupid. What do you do?
I don't know. You try to appeal.
You're bringing back diseases that were eradicated.
Well, if you can't appeal to that portion of it, can you appeal to the economic cost to a community when there's a measles outbreak?
No, because they think the vaccine is going to harm their... And the one guy said, I'm not going to let the United States government play God with my children.
I saw the same thing. Yeah.
Didn't you just want to punch? I mean, I wanted to just go punch someone.
They don't want to play God with your children. They want
to
make sure the society
they're
safe.
Trying to help them.
Yeah, idiots.
There's people out there who really believe that these vaccines are, you know, put out there by the government for population control and that they're trying to limit the population when in reality people are living longer than they've ever lived in the history of mankind.
The diseases kill more. The diseases kill more. And breast milk has more metals in it than the...
Really?
You
cannot...
Aluminum, I think.
The thing is, these people are so... Why is it now, and this is true in politics, left, right, it doesn't matter what your person does... You are going to back them. You are just entrenched in your place. And it's the same with anti-vaxxers. They cannot be, they can't be moved.
I can't believe that they would pick a fight with the CDC, though. Those are the people who got Ebola in a test tube, in a freezer in there.
I know. No, they're really aggressively.
I mean, scientists.
I saw the guy.
All wrong.
Saw the guy interviewed in Rochester or wherever there's kind of an outbreak. They said, well, your kids can't go out. They can't go to the malls. They can't go here. They can't go there. And he said, I'm going to move before I'm going to let the government tell me what I have to do with my children. I hate when people act like, I'm such a good parent. I'm the only one that cares about my children.
Oh, Lord.
Like, no, you don't care about children. You don't care if other kids get the measles, jackass.
One in four measles case ends up in the hospital, and the average cost for a stay is $10,000.
Stop putting your child on a pedestal. Jesus. Yeah. And that guy here was...
He was really bummed out about it.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, the guy that got it from the Hasidic Jew?
Yeah, Patient Zero. No, the Patient Zero came from Israel to raise money.
Oh, I didn't read about him. I read more about the guy that got it from him. Because he was in the temple, I guess. And
yeah.
This guy was in there coughing.
Yeah.
And sounding and sick, I guess. And they were kind of like, he was covering his mouth. the flu can live in the air for two hours after you, or the measles can live in the room for 2 hours after you leave the room. Mm-hmm. So this guy's just spreading measles everywhere because he was at deli after deli after deli.
Oh my God. Wow.
In Target.
I know.
Which
one? It was all over the place.
The one we go
Thank
to.
Thank you for that.
Which one do you go to?
It's Southfield.
I don't know.
Nice. Who cares? He also went to the doctor, and the doctor's like, oh, no, you're cool.
I know.
And then he leaves, and the doctor's like, maybe that was measles? And the doctor's like, oh, my God, maybe that was measles.
He had
never seen measles before because we eradicated it.
He had a big mark on his forehead.
Yes.
And they're like, that's a big zit or something. That can't be measles. Or it's a rash. That can't be
Put
measles.
Put some salve on it. Gross.
Not to brag, but the doctor said it was the biggest boil they had ever seen.
All because of Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Kristen Cavallari, too.
I saw Jenny McCarthy interviewing somebody today. I was like, she's still, that simpleton still has a show.
She brought measles back. Did she really?
What can she do?
Wouldn't you think that would be sort of a downer for her career? She brought the measles back.
Is that on her Wikipedia page, too, that she brought measles back?
It's on her resume. I brought measles back. I hosted Singled Out.
It does show some power, I suppose. I'm going to look it up right after this. But first, for the best of today... John Travolta's piloting antics. I love antics.
Wait, where was Travolta recently?
Shaved head. He was
backstage with Kiss.
That's right.
Pretending he knows their music.
I know. I was thinking, wait, aren't they suppressive people? But I realized the only suppressive people are your family members who aren't Scientologists.
Oh, sure.
The people closest to you are the ones you can never talk to.
Right.
If it's someone far away that's not a Scientologist, someone that has nothing to do with you, then it's fine. You're nice to them.
Yeah, you're all good.
Then Maz steals a bunny and learns about the San Francisco Jacks.
Oh, his bunny theft story. It's a great one. Hey, breaking news on Maz, by the way. Did you find a wedding ring down here? He has lost his wedding ring.
What?
Yes. I mean, it might have been running around looking for his season pass for the Tigers.
We'll have to call he was in multiple offices looking for his press pass, so it could be anywhere in Comerica Park by now. No, I'll look around.
I'm vampiring away again. I have not seen it, but...
Then we found the new Maddie B, and then Brandon's West Virginia bachelor party.
Yeah.
Oh, hot. This is an exciting best of Drew and Mike for you. The Drew and Mike show will join you again for a full normal show tomorrow. So everybody relax.
Relax.
Get to it if you want to.
Relax.
And you want to come. When you want to come.
Speaking of celebrities, did you read Us magazine?
Oh, no. Who's in Us?
I don't know, but I always like the 25 things you don't know about me.
Oh, one of my favorite segments.
Who would you like to know 25 things about?
Who's in there?
John Travolta.
Oh, perfect.
Look who's talking. Oh, God. It already starts with a pun from his stupid movie.
Yeah, there's always tons of those.
The 62-year-old movie star reflects on his life for Us. And I found that most of these things you don't know about John Travolta are either flying related or food related, which is really kind of weird. But number one is I'm an average tennis player. Like, that's number one about him.
An average tennis player? What?
Hey, you did not know that.
Oh, you're right.
About John Travolta. I think, if anything, you probably thought he was a great tennis player, and he's, I'm just the average. number two, 40 years after Carrie, my co-star Anson Downs still runs lines with me. So they're sitting there doing lines from a movie 40 years old. How boring. John, hey, John, how you doing? You want to run some lines again for an old movie? Number three, my favorite article of clothing is a black T-shirt.
Whew. Okay.
Oh, my God. This one is so stupid. I envy Barbara Streisand's museum filled with her iconic costumes, said no one ever but John Travolta.
He was not thinking when he put that one in there. I mean, that one is just so, it just, there's so many implications there.
Oh, the hell,
Barbara Streisand.
I know. But this idea that he's sitting around going, oh, man, Barbara Streisand's museum. God, it's filled with all those iconic.
Those iconic costumes.
I envy that. It's so stupid.
That's the gay man and him just flying out. He can't fight it. He can only fight it so much.
What does that mean?
Well, it'd be worse if it was like, I really envy, I'm trying to think of some gay superstar. Who's a good gay superstar? Like, I really envy Elton John. He gets to suck a lot of dick without anybody caring. Five, it gives
David
me.
David Guest is so handsome. I miss him so much.
He's like, live with his husband. Five, it gives me great joy knowing that, this is so stupid, it gives me great joy knowing the joy Jane Fonda and then Gene Siskel experienced from owning my Saturday Night Fever suit.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
He didn't even own it or make it. He wore it in a movie.
They paid extreme amounts of money for it, too. Yeah, they didn't enjoy it. It was an investment.
They got joy out of it, and that therefore gives him joy. Okay, my 16-year-old, this one's just embarrassing. My 16-year-old daughter, Ella Blue, is a better parallel parker than I am. Just, I would never admit that if I were you, John. Seven, Marlon Brando told me he never laughed so hard in his life than when he watched me imitate him on Saturday Night Live in 1994. I'm sure Brando was just being nice to you. Number
eight. Not even remember it, by the way.
I don't either. No one does.
And I find it hard to believe that he laughed that hard.
He didn't. It's just something he told John Travolta to make him feel good. Eight, I've been working on the life and death of John Gotti for over 6 years. There's your plug for whatever movie's coming out.
Okay.
Number nine, John Gotti Sr. and I have a few things in common. We both love a gin martini, although I only have one once a week.
Whatever.
Number 10, I don't cook often, but if I do, I consider myself a decent cook. I wouldn't embarrass you. I'd make it flavorful.
Oh, my God. It's
John, I'm telling you, all of these are gold.
John, have someone edit this, please.
And this is like, I don't know who talks like this, but number 11. I wake up and have the strongest cup of coffee you could ever imagine using half a pound of Starbucks Sumatra blend. It's epic.
It's epic.
Did you guys have any friends that talk that
way? Oh, no. He sounds like he's so out of touch.
Andrew Lloyd Webber initially asked me to do Phantom of the Opera, but it didn't work out. So there he's bragging for. My favorite TV show is Mad Men. 14, during this one's really dumb. During O.J. Simpson's infamous Bronco chase on June 17th, 1994, as opposed to maybe another Bronco chase O.J. did.
Yes.
My dad was visiting me and was in complete disbelief of what was happening, being that he was a football aficionado, coach, and player himself.
Who Travolta. Wasn't?
Everybody was.
Duh. Well, I guess John was sitting there going, oh, this is the most normal chase I've ever seen. It's the biggest, why are they following this thing?
Why? He was such complete disbelief, Dad. Well, son, I played football.
I can't believe you interrupted a program for this.
15, Kirstie Alley did a fabulous job on Dancing with the Stars, but I wouldn't do it. I don't mind giving a little sample of my moves here and there just for the memory. 16, it drives my wife, Kelly Preston, insane if I let my eyebrow hairs grow too long.
Well, that certainly is interesting in light of some testimony about some coarse pubic hair.
Yeah, wiry and unkempt. 17, sometimes I will...
Does it not drive her crazy when he's sexually assaulting men who are massaging him?
Well, notice the pubes don't drive her crazy because she's never down there.
Of course not.
She doesn't mind if those are too long, wiry, and unkempt.
How can she... I don't get that one. That's so I mean, everyone knows what's going on with him. Everyone.
I know.
Of course, she knows more than us. She knows more than anybody.
Come on to class and be happy, John. 17, sometimes I'll indulge in McDonald's. 18, when it comes to award show speeches, I believe in jotting down notes and leaving room for the moment as well.
Oh, for in case he's going to mispronounce something that people will talk about for years to come?
Adina Menzel. Or the Adele one and only. The wickedly talented. All right, here come all the pilot ones. You ready? 19. As a pilot, I flew from Mexico City to L.A. in the middle of the night with Marlon Brando and Sean Penn.
Oh, Jesus. Shut up.
Number 20. I once had dinner on a LAX tarmac with Steven Spielberg and Kate Capshaw.
So what?
Number 21. I'll never forget flying with Muhammad Ali from Los Angeles to Las Vegas.
Oh, he flies? Is he like a taxi service for celebrities?
I think he is. The best piece I ever... Here's another Brando one. The best piece I ever received from Brando. He said, don't expect things from people that I can't give to you. Don't expect things from people that they can't give to you.
Okay.
That seems like brilliant advice.
I know, yeah. It's totally obvious.
This might be my favorite, though. Number 23. As a wedding gift, I flew Barbra Streisand and Jim Brolin to St. Thomas. I got news for you.
They had to fly with him.
They could have bought, they probably would have preferred to fly a private jet without knowing who the pilot is.
Right. Because they had to act like they were such a favor and, oh, John, this is so nice. Probably had to talk to him during the flight.
Yeah, which they did not want to. They just wanted to stare at each other and make sure they're still next to each other.
Maybe they're incredibly cheap. I mean, that's the only reason I can think of that they would do that. But they've got so much fucking money. Why would they need that? Why would he do that? Why would he waste
hours
of his life?
Because he was envious of her museum that's filled with all her iconic costumes.
Could I have a lifetime pass to your museum?
It's so he could get him cornered in a space so he could ask for a lifetime pass. 24. My top five places to fly are Sydney because it's so inviting. Shenton Island because it's so beautiful. Hong Kong because it's so exotic. Sao Paulo because it's like so weird. The approaches between the high rises, once again flying. And ooh. Paris because of the Eiffel Tower. That's just his way of bragging where he's been.
Of course.
And then 25, my favorite condiment is Coleman's hot mustard. That's his attempt at trying to seem normal.
Jeez. The funny story about...
Even pretend that wasn't...
Let It Go from the Oscar-winning animated movie Frozen. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
What? Who? Is that done?
The wickedly talented. I mean, he's really killing time there, isn't he? When he says, the one and only. The one and only.
Yeah. Well, you know who she was. He couldn't remember her name.
I love that. I love that he mispronounced her name. That was so funny.
Oh, Johnny boy.
The story I just love about John Travolta and his flying adventures is when they actually flew commercial and the kids said, what are all these people doing on the plane?
Yeah, because they're so used to being on
so used to being on his 707
with nobody.
Empty row after empty row. Oh, nauseating.
God, they're just not normal people. Can't relate.
Far from it.
Oh, well, at least know that he's always going to be envious of Barbra Streisand's museum because of all her iconic costumes.
What is Trump? So he's got he's playing Gotti or somebody?
Oh, Travolta? Yeah, he's playing John Gotti Sr. That's what's weird.
I can't see that.
Well, no, but nobody could see him as Shapiro, and he did a fantastic job as Shapiro.
I could see him as Shapiro, though.
You could, really?
Yeah.
He just seems bigger than Shapiro, like physically bigger. Do you think he's a good actor? You think Travolta's a good actor?
He's okay.
He's not bad.
He's all right. I liked his movies.
I liked him as Michael. Was that the
angel? Oh, Michael?
Just kidding.
That movie where he's a genius?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's hilarious. It's such a stretch.
I really liked him as Xenu in Battlefield Earth. Did he play Xenu? Who did he? I don't even know what he was.
Xenu.
I don't even know what that character's name was.
Oh, my God. That movie is such a debacle.
I kind of want to watch it again. It's been years.
How could you not quit the religion over that? Because they pressured him to do that, didn't they?
Yeah, well, or else they'll release the audits.
John, we've got some pretty serious material about you from your auditing classes.
You might want to do this.
You don't want this getting out. You're going to have to play Xenu.
Battlefield Earth.
I always think of Battlefield Earth and Waterworld in the same Like, if I think of one, I think of the other. I get them mixed up.
Waterworld wasn't that bad. It was wasn't that bad. Battlefield Earth is just awful.
It's what we've been waiting for, and it's finally here. Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Spring Sales Event. All the excitement is about this. You can lease a new 19 Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $166 a month, or a new loaded 19 Jeep Compass as low as $198 a month. Or if you want to move the whole family around in total luxury, lease a new 19 Chrysler Pacifica as low as $292 a month. Plus, last month's employee pricing for everyone was such a smashing success that our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram decided to do it again. So while supplies last, get employee pricing on all 18 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Nobody else is doing that for you, so see details and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. Hall Financial is the top mortgage company in Michigan for client service, big supporters of our show. The average mortgage, refi, etc., takes 44 days. Not at Hall Financial, 19 days, and they're quick getting back to you. They'd love to do your refi, your mortgage for your first home, dream home, shorten the length of your mortgage, take money out of your house. They do it all. They've helped people with credit problems, bumps in the road. They've helped many people through that. So contact Hall Financial at drewandmike.hallfg.com. You can call them at 248-308-5000 or go to the Drew and Mike Show website, click the link, fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you. Over 500 five-star ratings with Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435.
But
you should talk to your construction guy, Drew, and have him do an LED on your roof for the Red Shovel Studios.
Oh, that'd be bad.
I'm sure we get a lot of value out of it, too.
You would.
It'd be worth it.
Anybody
for
flying
sure.
over?
Yeah. Everybody flying over would
And everybody
see
driving
that.
Down the street and wonder what this red glow is coming off this idiot's roof.
Yeah, and everyone could know where it is, too, and they could stop by and Absolutely. Ring the doorbell, and I could meet all our listeners.
Shovel Studios.
I could meet them all right in the pleasure of my own home.
Genius
That'd
idea.
That'd be great.
Why don't you put some of those giant spotlights out in front of the house, too, that just circle yeah. around? Tom, no. can you steal some of those from the bowling alley? I
think what I if could. We get a neon sign and put it on the front of the house?
Like a bat
Shovel
signal.
Studios.
Like a bat signal. Let's put the shovel in the sky.
Meet Drew Lane.
I just had this image of Tom stealing them from the bowling alley, hooking them up to the back
remember
of the car.
Remember the bunnies
two,
I stole from the
giant
metal
spotlights.
Man? Remember that?
What?
Don't you remember the bunnies? I told you that story.
What'd you steal?
No.
You don't remember that?
We'll refresh my memory. And
when I worked,
listeners
when I worked at the Meadowlands racetrack back in the early 80s, it was like 79, 80.
Yeah.
You'd still be consuming alcohol at this point.
Yes.
Who?
Yeah.
You.
Pre-Mother's Day.
This is pre-Mother's
Day,
1985.
Yeah, but I was hardly drinking. I never drank, really.
Just a screwdriver
Except
here.
Except for Mother's Day?
Except for Mother's Day Eve, 85.
Okay.
Yes, when I hit the two trifectas, I think, that night.
Wow. Two trifectas? How much did you win?
I forgot, like $600-$700 or something like that. Cool. That was big for me back then.
You yeah, drank absolutely. About $500 worth.
Little Dixie cups that got me drunk. Nonetheless, I go to work one day, and I was a busboy, then a waiter at this restaurant on top of the Meadowlands racetrack called the Pegasus. It was like four-star dining.
Yeah.
You know, it was beautiful. State-of-the-art back then. And one of the guys got me the job. It was the guy that used to work with my dad selling Hostess cake. He worked in the Teamsters.
Yeah. You're diverging from the story.
I'm not diverging. So I go in one day. It was after Easter.
Yeah.
And the racetrack was all decorated at giant bunny rabbits and all kinds of stuff. So it was this, whatever it was. It might have been a Monday after Easter.
Yeah.
And I was up at the Pegasus, and it was going to be a slow night. And we would always beg, oh, let us go home early. Let us go home early. Before anyone even came, he would send like a quarter of the staff home. So he's like, you want to go home, Tom? I'm like, hell yeah. He's like, do me a favor. On your way down, my car's like the brown caddy over there. Mm-hmm. You know, we looked down above. We were way up high. We pointed down down from Pegasus down to the parking lot, down in 7B it was, the lot. It was 7B. He's like, just take these bunnies and put them in a trunk for me. I'm going to take them home to my daughters. Stuffed bunnies.
Yeah.
Huge. So I put one. I'm like, okay. So I put one under each arm, walked down the steps.
Put them in your own car?
No. And I got whistled by the security. Security's like, hey, where you going with those? You know, blah, blah, blah. They didn't know anything about it. So I'm like, I panicked.
Yeah.
And I ran back to the racetrack and like tried to disappear and go out different exits and stuff. I panicked.
But you had permission to take them.
It didn't matter. I panicked.
So did they track you down?
They tracked me down finally. I put them in the car. I got them in the car and they caught me in the lot. They caught me.
Okay.
And
what'd you say?
They brought me. I didn't say anything. He's like, what are you doing with that? I'm like, I just, you know, I was taking them home to my sisters, I said.
So they did you acknowledge you were stealing?
But you weren't stealing, and now you made up a lie when the truth
I made up
got
a lie
out.
Because my dad always told me you don't rat out on anyone. So they take me back in.
Not really ratting anybody out.
They take me back into this little holding area that they have in the basement where the security, the Pinkerton security it was. And they said, all right, we got to call your boss down here, and we're calling your father. So my poor father had to come from home.
Oh, that's where hostess comes in, yeah.
He'd come all the way over to the track, and he saw me sitting there. He's like, what happened? I told him. He's like, well, you're not saying anything. He's like, you're not ratting Mark out. Mark Sternchus was the guy's name.
Involved a couple years in prison.
So you'll rat him out 35 years later or whatever?
Well, it's fine.
Statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations gone. So anyway.
Well, wait a sec. I was under the assumption he had the right to take these bunnies.
They were being stolen.
Okay.
Okay, and I was an accomplice.
Wait, your dad says don't rat him out?
Don't rat him out.
Even though he instructed you to steal something?
Yes.
And you could have been punished?
Yeah, because they were going to let me
prison time?
They were going to let me off with just firing me. So they fired me.
I'm not sure that paternal... They fired you?
Yeah.
You lost your job.
I lost my job.
When Mark! You're facing parental challenges in the near future.
What?
Would you agree with that? Not writing the guy out? Was he your superior?
Yeah. And it was the guy that my dad knew. And one of the guys that helped me
How
get
old
the
was
job. He was in his 30s.
Do you have a family?
Yeah.
Your dad was probably thinking
he's
supporting the family. And
so nonetheless,
but
every time I went
should
back.
He should have made the lesson more specific, in my opinion. Not to criticize Mr. Mazaway Sr.
To this day, I'm known as Bunny Mazaway at the Meadowlands.
Oh, that's right.
This day.
How many people call you that? What do you mean at the Meadowlands?
At the Meadowlands.
When you went to the Meadowlands,
when I go back to New Jersey,
all
and
the ticket takers and stuff go, "Hey, it's Bunny Mazaway."
Not all of the ticket takers; they're all gone. Most of them.
Now, the lady that worked with you at the Meadowlands that you met at Teterboro Airport, does she call you?
Yeah, she passed away. By the way.
Oh, okay. When? Just now?
Marie passed a few years ago.
Oh, you made it sound like it was this week.
Might have been from all that extensive travel she went through to meet people.
To get to Teterboro Airport.
The stress to track somebody down at Teterboro Airport.
Little did I know she was waiting for me at Valley Fair, not Teterboro Airport.
Well, who would give someone tickets at Teterboro Airport?
I mean, Marie was
would
right,
have to question.
You know how close I was to Valley Fair? Right there. But no, I was at the wrong spot, right by Teterboro Airport.
I mean, gate 17, Teterboro Airport.
Me and Eddie Lopez.
You gotta go through
security,
so don't be careful.
Oh, poor Eddie. Never got to that game.
Why didn't your boss, the head of Pegasus, have permission to take the bunnies home?
Tom's enjoying the Motor City Jacks. They got some wonderful pictures here.
Oh my God.
Those are the trading cards.
Oh, weird. Wait a sec. That's how they do it?
Well, those guys aren't with the Jacks at the time. Oh. They're out in nature.
They've been
nude.
Traded?
They're sitting by a tree, nude, and one guy's holding another man's penis.
And then looking at the other guy. Like,
I thought it said no pecker play.
Two guys look like they're measuring.
Oh, it said creative pecker play.
Oh,
no,
creative
no obnoxious
pecker play.
Behavior.
I got it.
Then you got the three guys. Oh, actually, one guy's pounding off the middle guy. The guy on the left side is pounding off himself. The guy on the right is just standing there with a boner.
Nobody's
doing anything to him.
Some good teamwork. Oh, gross.
What, are there more pictures?
Yeah, well, I clicked on our mission and some guy like in the back of a limo. But
doing what?
Getting beat off. Here's their code of conduct.
It's not a mutual beat off? I want to read the code of conduct.
They stole it from the Rain City Jacks. Where's Rain City?
Who doesn't know where Rain City is?
Is it really?
Right next to Teterboro Airport.
It's adapted from the Rain City Jacks. At least they give the Rain City Jacks credit.
What's Rain City? Seattle?
Portland, probably.
Seattle.
Look up Rain City Jacks. Number one, and this is very important, J-O only. Like all traditional JO clubs, they limit sexual activity to masturbation. Oral and anal are never permitted at MCJ events.
No, God, no.
Two, permitted play by mutual consent only, self-masturbation and consensual mutual masturbation. Erotic and friendly touch, including massage, showing off and watching. I should be reading this like...
Massage. Come on, it's all about beating some other guy.
Some music under him.
Parade, pud pull, and pecker pageant.
There's my man. What's his name again?
Jerry.
Jerry, yeah, that's right. Showing off and watching.
Showing off?
That's permitted. Parallel penis to penis masturbation.
Look at my penis.
What about perpendicular?
I think that's what he means. C2C in parentheses.
C2C, what's that?
Well, Jay, you're pretty up on this.
I didn't want to say it, Jay. I was going to agree with you there, Jay.
Frottage, rubbing bodies together, and oral contact above the waist only, kissing, nipple nibbling, etc. 3. Prohibited play. No insertion. Nothing goes inside any body.
No insertion.
No anal
contact.
That's
just a good rule for any club.
No anal contact, including self-stimulation. So you can't even play with your own anus? Seems like crap.
Hey.
Literally.
You want to play with your own anus, you stay home. Don't bring that crap into here. Don't bring that literal crap into here.
Now, this is very important in terms of prohibited play. No docking, which is head-to-head.
Oh, Tom knows what docking is. I showed him once.
Head-to-head foreskin sharing.
Tom, do you remember when I showed you that word?
Foreskin sharing.
I do remember, Mark.
I've never seen docking before,
Yes,
Mark.
You have.
When did I see docking?
Probably the same day I showed Tom.
I thought docking meant something else.
Well, no, it's like
I mean, can't anyone dock? Like, can't male and females dock together?
No, because it's like
this, Drew,
two
look.
Spaceships coming together, but you have to have a foreskin to overlap.
Isn't it like this, Mark?
Yeah. It's like
what about when someone
it's like
docks,
a spaceship?
Like I'm sitting there, and she docks like this. Isn't that docking?
No, but think about like a spaceship docking to the International Space Station. One, it doesn't actually get inserted into the space station.
Oh, there's overlaps. Jay's got a demonstration of docking. Let me see. Not personally. He's showing us one on the computer.
Wait, what's what?
Oh, docking. So you can't tell what's going on when you see docking. At first, it's like, what's going on there? It looks like someone's knee. It looks. If you have a thick base on the left-hand side, doesn't look like a thigh and a.
Is that like? Do they get off on that?
I guess so. I mean, they don't allow it. It's so much fun. They don't allow it at the Motor City Jacks.
Two peckers talking to each other. Basically, what it is.
It's like they're making out. You know, it's funny. They have the no insertion rule, but they had to include the docking clause because it really is insertion, but not really.
No oral contact below the waist. And no activity permitted without mutual consent. Dress code attendees should arrive in regular street clothes and after arriving strip to a minimum of underwear and t-shirt. I forgot Jerry's voice.
A minimum.
5. Guidelines. Encouraged but not required. You may shoot on you.
Oh, no thanks. Skip that one.
Or into your hand or paper towel. You may also another member's body only with their explicit consent. And you can invite others to on you, but... always avoid getting, something on the face.
Oh, my God.
And the rectum. Never get semen. Any body opening. Warn verbally before you on another member.
How much do they give you an approximate amount of time if you have a warning for?
They don't say specifically. I think it's understood. Always clean up after you, EJ. Remove any jewelry that may cut or tear skin.
Oh, ow.
Avoid aggressive or prolonged urethra play.
Huh.
Did that intrigue you, Miss?
You know who Robert Mapplethorpe is?
Oh, yes. I know who Robert Mapplethorpe is.
There's a bookstore in Ann Arbor, and when I was in high school, my brother's like, hey, go in that bookstore and go down that aisle and pull out the Mapplethorpe book. I'm like, all right, I don't know.
Is this the brother that you paid for cable?
Yes.
Same brother? Okay.
He's the one that always talks like this. I'm like, all right, whatever, I'll do it in a walk.
Wait, is that Dan?
Yeah.
Dan's a real
shitster?
Shit-disturber.
Yeah, no, he absolutely is, and I love him for it. He's like one of the best. They both ripped my, both my brothers really were, but Dan would start it and then just go, what's going on? So I go down and I pull up the Mapplethorpe book and I open it up and
oh boy,
there's a pinky in there. I went, ah! I wonder if that bookstore is still around right next to the post office if anybody's in Ann Arbor.
Back to the code of conduct for the Motor City Jacks. Mutual respect and explicit consent. Remember, each member's in charge of their own body. Always ask before you touch someone you don't know. Check it out and make sure it's okay to play. Say no if you need to, and take no for an answer. Never press the issue. We treat each other with mutual respect and care, as we would a brother. Cruelty will not be tolerated.
You think that would have been some of the first rules, you know, the mutual respect?
Yeah, that would have been a nice warm-up for some of the stuff.
Hey, stay away from the butthole.
Yeah, the docking should be one of the last things discussed during this rectum
added,
business.
That's an added clause, right, Tom?
What is docking?
Tom's just buried his phone. This is the one time I'm not going to give you shit for being buried in your phone.
I was just looking at the Spurs are killing the Warriors.
It's not a sports show, Maz.
I know. But the Spurs,
even when you're
Warriors.
Trying to distract from Motor City Jacks,
Kevin Durant,
something else.
I'm not gonna encourage it.
Discretion and anonymity. Never at any time disclose any member's identity to anyone outside the Motor City Jacks.
Hey, it's Drew.
Ever. Hey, did you have a good time at the Motor City Jacks last night?
What are you talking about?
Missed you down at the MCJ last night.
Thanks for the warning before you blew up on me.
Keep it stiff, Drew.
It sucked beating off without you, man.
I can't believe they won't let us dock. Total bull crap.
Hey, we can dock in the men's room over there, though. So anyway, yeah, don't disclose people's identity. Ever. What you do here, what you see here, stays here. Violation of any member's identity is grounds for termination of membership in the Motor City Jacks.
What's it cost? Does it say what it costs?
I haven't finished yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that it is disclosed. The events at past meetups may only be discussed on the mailing list in a way that protects the identities of the members. An individual member may identify themselves in a discussion or a meetup if they wish. Illness. Do not attend a Motor City Jacks event if you have or suspect that you have a disease you can spread to other members in the course of an event. This includes common colds and flu, active herpes outbreaks, and staff infections. HIV is not considered communicable in the context of club activities. HIV-positive men are welcome to join the club and participate in events in accordance with our rules, as there is no evidence of transmission of the virus through mutual masturbation. No alcohol, no illegal drugs. Do not come to Motor City Jacks events drunk or high. Problem behavior will result in termination of membership with the Motor City Jacks.
Wait, I thought you could use poppers, you said.
The club may, from time to time, host non-sexual social events at which alcohol may be available, and events hosted privately by individual club members may or may not include alcohol, but all JO events hosted by MCJ are designated as alcohol-free. Use of poppers is allowed at Motor City Jacks events.
Wow.
Please be aware that this may change in the future if meeting venues require such.
Oh, if some guy gets really obnoxious.
Yeah.
Really obnoxious on poppers.
Can I interrupt a minute?
Sure.
What's a popper?
Amyl nitrate. The blood vessels,
Anally, I believe. Is it applied anally?
No. You just inhale it, but it dilates your blood vessels, particularly where there's a lot of nerve endings like the anus.
Oh, like the anus, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, never applied anally.
I don't know.
There's not a liquid form of popper?
I assumed they were like, almost like, you know, CO2 cartridges. Like they pop and you inhale it.
Well, you know, I'm not going to challenge you.
I'm good, Mark.
I'm not going to challenge you on this.
Well, now I'm fascinated. I thought that's what it was.
I don't know why.
Jay got me here?
Because it involves all these nerve endings in the anus, I just thought there was some kind of a, but that's silly.
It is amyl nitrate though, right?
Yeah, that's what poppers are. And to my knowledge, you know a lot more, apparently.
Shut up.
Personal hygiene. Be clean when you attend an MCJ event.
The ironic thing is it's used to treat angina.
It is?
Amyl nitrate
really?
Is, yeah.
Wow. Your body and hands need to be washed, teeth brushed, and fingernails trimmed short and smooth.
Gross.
Take care of bad breath and excessive body odor before entering the play space at the Motor City Jacks. The club provides antibacterial soap at all events. Start every event with a trip to the bathroom to wash hands, whether you think you need it or not. Avoid excessive use of cologne. 11. Talking. Excessive chatter.
Too many rules. I'm going to start my own JO club with no rules.
You could knock off
everything
quite a
goes,
few of these.
Anything goes.
I think some of these are obvious, too. But you know,
Mark's popping club.
If you want to have a good JO environment, I think you have to make it clear that certain things are expected.
I wonder if, like many things, it started with one or two rules, and they're like, oh, all right, we've got to not allow people that aren't brushing their teeth. Add that to the list, Jerry.
Yeah, I think a lot of this is based on
experience.
Previous issues.
Yeah.
Yes. Talking. Excessive chatter is discouraged in the play space.
Hey, it's a nice one, isn't it? You like that? Yep, pretty nice, huh? It's good form you got there.
Hello.
Some quiet talk is okay, and hot talk is welcome, as long as it's not loud enough to disturb space neighboring the venue.
Hot talk.
The venue would be the area with mutual masturbation, whether you've got a group of
How
three
big
or
is
four,
this place?
Two, three. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure, man.
I'm sorry.
I saw his butthole.
We can make a phone call and find out, though.
Oh,
be friendly and sociable, but don't distract fellow members in the play space.
The play space.
wristbands.
Nice that the play space has its own set of rules now. Jeez, so many rules.
Wristbands will be issued to all attendees of MCJO events. A red band worn at any event is a signal that this member may not be touched intimately without explicit invitation.
You gotta check wristbands?
The red band means, don't touch my penis. The personal boundary must be 100% honored by every member at all times.
Why are you there?
Any other color wristband means the member may be approached for consensual touching. Wow. Huh.
Can you wear the band on said penis in case there's just some over-eager guy who doesn't want to look at your wrist? Just go straight for your cock.
I think that would be okay.
All right.
Any member may change to a different color wristband at any time during an MCJ event. God, how high maintenance are you if you go, you got the red wristband and you get so turned on, you're like, oh man, I want touching. I want people touching me without consent. One. It's totally cool. Give me the yellow one. Immediately.
Or you go in with the green one and some guy just won't leave you alone.
I know, I can't believe without consent? The yellow band is dangerous. There ought to be a band in between, shouldn't there?
Mm-hmm. Orange.
I gotta take this up with somebody. I mean, I think that's completely, the guidelines are way too strict.
Poppers, by the way, and of course I'm just using Wikipedia.
Uh-huh.
It is amyl nitrates that are inhaled for recreational purposes, including as club drugs used at dance clubs, sometimes associated with preparation for sexual encounters. They interact with other drugs, for example, combined with vasodilators such as Viagra. Poppers can cause strokes and heart attacks. Poppers have also caused eye damage and killed people who have taken them. Poppers were part of club culture from the 70s disco scene to the 80s. And the 1990s rave scene made their use popular.
Jay clicked on Join Us. It's got kind of a...
That's the Rain City Jacks that you're talking about.
Oh, it isn't San Francisco?
Seattle.
It's just got quite an introduction there. Yeah. You know, what to expect at a Motor City Jacks meetup.
Do you need Tom's credit card to sign him up?
Stop. When you arrive, you'll be greeted at the door by a member of the Jacks. We'll ask for a $5 contribution at the door, which covers the cost of the hotel room.
Clean up.
Oh, it's in a hotel room.
Yeah.
Does the hotel know what the fuck is going on?
What hotel? I want to see reviews for this hotel.
As well as some supplies for the meetup. You'll be provided with either a green or red band to wear on your wrist. Green means you're open to other men touching. Yeah, we know that. Red means you're for inspiration while watching others. Once you're in the room, you'll find us enjoying our bait. Bait? What's that mean? Oh, our bait. Duh. In previous meetings, we've tended to be mostly masturbating ourselves while watching each other. But as we get more comfortable with each other, we have been engaging in more mutual masturbation. Find a place, get comfortable, and enjoy yourself.
Do they have any appetizers and stuff there? Potato chips?
Well, let's see.
What do you got?
Oh, wait, hang on. Good question, man. Oh, timely, too.
I want to get comfy.
Bottled water is provided, as well as paper towels for cleanup. Mm. Please bring whatever additional supplies you like for jacking off.
Tom's going to show up with hummus and pita crackers.
Do you bring a dish to pass? What do?
Lube.
That's swinger clubs, Tom.
Lube. I repeat, lube is always recommended. The Jacks prefer Albaline as our lube of choice.
It's they're sponsored.
Sponsored by
Albaline. Available at pharmacies like CVS, where it is sold with the facial cleansers. Supplies like poppers and fleshlights are also welcome. It's important to remember, we are a jack-off club. Solo, mutual, massage, and other touching are welcome at our events. But ass play or anal, we know this.
I'm dying to know what hotel it's in.
If you're new to this sort of meetup, there are a few resources we highly recommend checking out. I'll give you
Tom, aren't you glad you stayed up late today?
I am. I've learned about the Motor City Jacks.
Our friends at Zod Ford and Holly and DealsInTheD.com are excited to celebrate spring, offering you five new Fords under $100 a month. The 19 Ford Fusion Hybrid as low as $77 a month. The 19 Ford EcoSport as low as $81 a month. Lease a new 19 all-wheel drive Ford Escape as low as $82 a month. Lease the brand new 19 Ford Edge SEL as low as $93 a month, and the 19 Ford F-150 Super Crew XLT 4x4 as low as $98 a month. Sounds too good to be true? Drag your ass to Zod Ford and Holly and see for yourself. Plus, Maz, Gary, and the rest of the hottest sales staff in Oakland County will be excited to see you.
All right, here we go. Mr. Famous.
Oh, and I'm going to be mad, aren't I?
Yeah, oh yeah. I wouldn't show you if you really were going to like the guy.
The story you just took?
Yeah.
Show me how many people have already seen it.
All right, let's check.
A Snapchat.
10.1K already.
Wait, keep doing that.
10.6. 10.7.
What's the story? What do you do?
8. Snapchat. That's 10,000.
Took a picture?
10.9.
Yeah.
11. And then it just does that all day. So it's like when I post, it's crazy.
Wait, because he's handsome?
This is the life of a 14-year-old star. Jacob Sartorius has millions of followers across Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and Snapchat. But his biggest following is on Musical.ly. Ellie Reed braved a mosh pit of preteen girls to get the story. And your white
tee is looking like a daydream. No, he's a Maddie B.
About 130
million people. No, he lip syncs, Drew.
And roughly half of the teen and preteen population.
That's
in
what
the
Musical.ly
US
is.
Are Musical.ly users. The platform lets them post videos of themselves lip syncing to their favorite songs. Jacob posts 3 times a day to his 11 million followers.
11 million.
What?
He's syncing to everyone from Lana Del Rey to Kendrick Lamar. Jacob is most famous for lip syncing, but he isn't talentless. His gift is knowing how to connect
your pardon?
Two screens and make
13.
Every teen girl feel like he's talking only to her.
Oh, shut up.
Also,
watch him play
he
with
has
his
tall hair. So what
and no
exactly
pubes.
Do you do on Musical.ly
Not
that
by
the
choice.
Girls like so much?
I don't know. I kind of just like try to be myself as much as I can and like
what?
Be as goofy as I normally am off camera. But I don't like try really hard or anything.
Yeah, you do.
But in the Musical.ly's, you like touch your hair a lot. Is the hair touching important?
I mean, sometimes I like to pretend like I'm like a model. And sometimes I incorporate that with my Musical.ly's and so.
My music what?
Jacob lives in the D.C. suburbs.
Musical.ly is the app where you lip sync. But that's in where he pretends he's a model.
There's too much to learn for this
pointless. Working international aid and seem a little uneasy about
he's got 11 million fans for lip syncing.
When he was 11, Jacob posted an anti-bullying Vine and it blew up overnight.
Ooh.
He grew his following
across aren't you
social
wonderful?
Media by talking to fans as if there were no screen between them.
Do you feel like you're 6 million people's boyfriend?
There's times when I'm like, okay,
he's
I got
dating
6
million.
Get over yourself. You're gonna be plunging heroin into your arm in a couple years. Stupid fuck.
Supporters. Because there's
like a little girl.
Like,
by the
we
way,
we actually have built such a like a big relationship. So, yeah.
With these kids, with these billions,
I think this is the part that pissed me off the most.
Handmade signs
right here.
From all over the world.
Bam. It's presents.
Yes, every day.
See, do they 1099 them? I hope.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's going in the garbage.
Wow.
That's going in the garbage.
And she got me a puppy, too.
That's going in the
garbage. You're a little old, like, and you're also a guy to be getting excited about stuffed animals.
It's from Dubai.
Wait, really?
Ooh. Do you know what that means? This is your name in Arabic.
That's so sweet. Do you get a lot of fan
mail? Oh, it's me!
Yeah. From everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be looking, I'm like,
this is bodacious.
And a lot of the places I've never been. So it's cool to know that I have supporters there because maybe I'll tour there one day.
Maybe
oh, shut up!
Tour to
shut
Dubai.
The fuck up! You don't even sing.
He's learning.
Now he's trying to become.
No,
he's trying to become a pop star.
Oh, good
his
luck.
His first song, "Sweatshirt," is about acknowledging romantic desire through cotton fleece.
I can play guitar better.
Wait till your testicles descend before you start talking about that. And you
can wear my sweatshirt.
Jacob doesn't make money from Musical.ly. And while his YouTube accounts have
generated
more than $150,000 in the last 5 months, he makes most of his money through touring.
What?
Music
touring?
Sales,
touring what? What do you mean touring?
Releasing just three
plays
songs.
That song. He has 3 songs.
We went to his sold-out show of 1,000 in Baltimore.
Show?
He says on Instagram and Musical.ly, like, I love you, you're beautiful.
Mark, did you have to show this to me?
Yes.
I don't want to be this
you
man.
You have to know what the kids are into.
It's like if you have very low self-esteem, this man. Seeing that just sort of makes you feel better and helps you, like, keep going throughout your day.
It's like the boys
he does not.
Us,
I swear to God, if Charlotte does this, I'm going to rag her nonstop for liking
don't
stuff.
Don't let it happen.
Ground her.
See, now he's just lip-syncing on stage.
What do they pay for tickets?
I don't know.
The show was amazing.
No, it wasn't.
It smelled like cherry chapstick and vanilla lotion. Jacob is a very good performer.
No, he's not!
I feel like they believed his song lyrics. Like, it felt like a...
What are the boys doing
cool
there?
High self-esteem.
I will not be signing... anything but the merch that you buy here. So if you get it,
I won't say anything but merch.
Dick!
Did he say I won't be saying anything but merch?
Yeah, that you have to buy there.
Oh, God.
So does he have to pay taxes?
Fuck yeah, he does. I'm turning him in if he isn't.
Can you believe that?
No, I'm sick.
I know. Sorry.
I'm ill.
Oh, by the way, Phil Collins loaned David Crosby the money for his liver transplant.
Oh, he did? Phil Collins did?
Phil Collins.
Really?
Who, on Sunday morning...
My old man show.
...was acknowledged how stupid it was flying from the UK to Philadelphia for Live Aid.
Good.
On the Concorde.
Finally.
Finally.
He's the last one to figure it out.
Yeah. He said he realized that was annoying.
Doesn't he go up in your book a little bit? At least he figured it out.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool. He's touring now.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, he's...
I mean, not that he's not that old. I mean, there are people his age touring.
No, but how do you get so rickety?
Yeah, no, he does look rickety. He does. That's a good point.
God.
Yeah, he's wearing glasses, too, which makes him look even older.
He can't play piano or... Well, no,
yeah, he can't play drums. Piano.
He can't play drums, yeah.
Wow. Can't dance either, I've heard him say.
But he has a kid who
is about
his
age. Is this what we
age.
Already saw about this brat?
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to find his name so I could Google him.
His kid is about that kid's age and plays the drum part of In the Air.
Phil's
tonight.
Kid? Is a kid? Phil's a kid that age?
Well, a little older than that.
Okay.
Who plays In the Air?
I'm going to buy you a shirt for Jacob. Let's see. Oh, pillow bundle. How much are you paying for the pillow bundle with his picture and name on it so you can sleep on his face?
Oh, God, the pillow.
You could fart into it, Drew.
It's basically.
he has a whole line of products?
Yeah, yeah. But the first one is a pillowcase. How much are you paying for the Jacob pillowcase?
$19.
25.
Oh, fuck you, you brat. Bring the prices down.
How about the baseball shirt? You know, the 3/4 length baseball shirt with the number 2 on the back. Why? I don't know why number 2.
As if he's ever played baseball.
And his name on the back, too.
Oh, gee. Man, stop.
How much paying for it?
$49.
30.
Still not buying it.
I don't know.
Just Brad.
Get a hat that just says Jacob.
Socks?
Who's exploiting this piece of shit? Is his mother
probably,
in charge of this?
Probably. What
he's,
do you think?
He's so full of himself, too. I mean, that's what you can't stand. And that Matty B is so full of himself.
His picture on this
and
poster.
Bieber was created this way.
Look at that dude. Get out of here.
He's posing with his hand in his knuckles. I'm so cute. Yeah, Bieber, by the way, who is tortured by the fact that no one likes him but 13-year-old girls. I want to talk to you. I want to talk to the audience. And yeah, girls won't stop screaming. So he throws the mic down and storms off the stage.
I know. Good.
What an asshole. They made him. I mean, 13-year-old girls.
They made him the loaded multimillionaire he is, and he wants a different audience. Damn it. They're going to scream, you're a teen idol, you brat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jacob Sartorius will get zits.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Cystic acne or something
his
horrible.
Voice changes.
I hope there's a history of addiction in his family. I pray. I'm going to pray for that tonight. It's not terribly Christian, but
well,
I'm
if only
for
you could,
it.
If only you had the pillow cover already, you could pray on the pillow cover.
What else can I pray for?
Let's see. You want to know his most recent tweet?
Male pattern baldness?
Yes! You're right.
His hair falling out on his stupid pillow.
Oh, that would be awesome.
He got nominated for a People's Choice Award.
A People's Choice Award? For what?
I guess that stupid sweatshirt song.
Oh, please. That song sucks. If there weren't stupid brats who just like him because he's a cute brat.
Oh, my God. He tweeted out, "You are amazing," and it had 4,500 retweets in 19,000.
I'm going to tweet that right now and see if I get anything.
You are amazing.
You should just do that for a week. Just whatever he tweets out, Trudy, copy it and okay. See how it's
should we going. Follow this twit?
Yeah.
If you want,
I kind of like to see. I kind of like to see what he's tweeting.
He's got 1.01 million followers.
1.01 million followers.
Yeah,
I would love to know how this started, how it became what it is. I mean, I got to believe there's got to be some pushy parent involved, don't you think?
No. Yes. Well, they acted like his parents are a little uncertain about it.
What?
Yeah.
Are they letting him charge $39 for a baseball shirt, and they're uncertain? They better just, ride this tiger until it's, it grows up and gets ugly.
Oh, I'm sure they are. I'm sure the parents are probably soaking in bucks somehow, too. But, I mean, merch. Oh, God, how sickening. This world is sick. I'm sick. Oh, this is what he's tweeting? I love you. And he got 13,000. Oh, shit.
And 3.7 retweets.
I got Wi-Fi on the plany.
Plany. The plane.
Oh,
but he should have.
How do you understand him so?
I'm in tune with 14-year-old boys because I act like one.
Here's the next tweet. Guys, we got nominated for a People's Choice Award. Everybody go vote below. Fuck you. Win it on your own.
Hey, vote for someone else.
You don't tell people to vote for you, you little ass.
Vote for someone else, Drew.
What's this, RT, if I can be your puppy?
Retweet. Yeah. Oh,
fuck you, you brat.
Retweet it. Retweet
He's
it,
got
Jay.
Puppy for disguise on. No, don't retweet that. Not on my Twitter. What else? Guys, the official All My Friends music video is out now. What's this guy put out new merchandise every 5 minutes?
Yeah. He's got a, you know, strike while the iron's
hot. Huge announcement coming soon tonight. 18,000 likes.
Let's see how
my manager, what was that last one?
Oh, I'm going to tweet that.
My manager just texted me this. I'm honestly so humbled. Only big things to come. Oh, is that the award? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my God, guys, we just hit 1 million. Oh, the Jacob Sartorius All My Friends tour. They're not your friends, you idiot.
You don't have any friends.
Wait till your hair starts falling out and you get zits. Hope you get in a car accident and your face goes through the window, the windshield.
Oh, listen to this. So, you know that song Sweatshirt he put out?
Yes.
So they put out a video with the help of his family and friends. The video was shot and uploaded to YouTube. The video received over 1.4 million dislikes, accounting for 75% of the total.
Ah!
Which placed it at number 6 on the list of most disliked YouTube videos.
I'm so happy.
But it charted 90th in the Billboard Hot 100. What there, station is playing?
There's got to be more of us than there are of 16-year-old girls. Or
yeah.
Not 16, right? 13?
He's guys, up. Really need to learn that girls have feelings and that the personality comes first. Always. You matter. Okay, well, I want to see you going out with an ugly girl then, you dick.
Is anybody trolling this kid?
Yeah.
Oh, I pray.
I don't. It seems like
we can't wait to come out to Cali with our boy. Oh, shut up, Cali. God. Can't wait to be with the... Oh, shut up. Oh, I'm so unhappy about this. The Aldo Eye Center, a Drew and Mike sponsor for the last 15 months, has now decided to sponsor the entire Red Shovel Network. Oh, my God. Dr. Yaldo has been privileged to have given custom LASIK and multifocal lens implants to so many great Drew and Mike listeners. He wants to support Charlie LaDuff's No BS News, No Filter Sports with Eli, Denny, and Bob, and ML Elric's Soul of Detroit. How about dat? Dr. Yaldo is a leading LASIK surgeon with over 30,000 procedures performed. The CAT system is the most advanced in the world, and multifocal implants for people 50 plus is the Rolls-Royce service to eliminate reading glasses. How about that? And get 20/20 distance vision for life. Trudy, who loves how LASIK changed her life, is also sponsored by Dr. Yaldo on Wheels starting this week. Whether it's custom LASIK, the remarkable multifocal implants, or getting great designer frames from Dr. Yaldo's optical department, it's worked for you, our loyal listeners, so get a free evaluation, those of you who haven't, and to celebrate his belief in Red Shovel, get up to half off on custom LASIK till May the 15th. 1-800-398-EYES, 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
Go Black!
West Virginia, all redneck.
What does he do for the black people?
And he was black.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
Did I call anybody a racist?
I'm not a racist. But what does he do for the black people?
I think we just made West Virginia more diverse there.
A little bit.
Easily.
Love West Virginia.
Really?
Yes.
Why? Because it's all whites?
Yes. No, because I spent one hell of a weekend there once, and I don't remember much of it. But
I don't think that's the answer.
But it's true. Bachelor party, remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's where I got my shirt from.
Ah, yes.
What was it? Why are we in West Virginia? Because I would never think of going to West Virginia on purpose. I'm serious.
I agree.
I don't know. My buddy Aaron put it together.
Stupid remark.
He put my bachelor party together, and he pretty much told me, we're going to West Virginia. And I said, why? So we're gonna go whitewater rafting.
White.
Oh, whitewater. White water.
White water.
Oh,
yeah.
White water.
We're gonna get shit faced, and we completed all
and
those
he had
tasks.
Eight. I did a little whitewater rafting in Colorado.
Ooh,
that was pretty cool. I'll take all the ewes there. It's worth it. I should be ewed because it was that good.
Who cares what color your skin is? Open your legs.
It was diverse.
The Donald Sterling drops have taken on.
I love them.
I can't believe how huge they've become. I get a lot of email about them. It's like, wow, the Donald Sterling
drops.
I'm
not drops. A racist.
I didn't see it coming.
I got to find my favorite one. Hang on.
I mean, I loved Magic Johnson.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, you know.
That's what I was looking for. Joe, that's my favorite one. Yeah. I think it's I'm sorry. Yeah, here it is.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
I don't know why I like trailing off drops because that's why I like Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Dot, dot, dot.
Shoot.
I know that is a great drop. Anytime food comes.
Every owner knows me.
Let me find
the way he says the AIDS. And, you know, just.
Here's my number two.
We want to help people.
Here's my number two Sterling of all time.
And when he had those AIDS, I went to my synagogue and I prayed for him.
No, you're
right.
No, you didn't.
Those AIDS.
Then he catches HIV.
Catches.
He made love to every girl in every city in America.
That was weird.
I like man to help minorities. He acts so holy.
The funny thing about this is that was what he was supposed to be apologizing to him. That whole rap.
Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing.
Why was he so jealous of Magic, though?
Because V. Stiviano liked black athletes.
Because
here's a man who's he acts so holy.
That's why.
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
Didn't she have tape of him saying shitty stuff about Magic Johnson at the basketball arena or whatever? And
well,
so,
I mean,
he made love to every girl in every city in America.
Every girl.
It's dueling Donald.
You know, it is amazing that he got AIDS. Guys don't get AIDS from heterosexual sex.
Well, then maybe he wasn't having heterosexual sex.
Okay,
I heard he blew a piston in Detroit.
Hey-o!
Have you seen much of E.J. Johnson lately?
I'm sorry. I didn't.
Oh,
that's my apology for that joke.
Not recently, but.
E.J.?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he just get in a fight with someone?
What up?
Yeah, he got in a little something. He had a reality show.
Yeah.
He was on Rich Kids of Beverly Hills for like 3 years, and then he had his own show, and I understand it was kind of a disaster.
Like father, like son.
Yeah. I don't know. He likes to dress like a woman, but I guess he's gay.
Fashion.
I guess he's gay. Of course he's gay. And Magic wasn't real happy at first, but apparently it's okay now.
Yeah, I know. I heard that they were more supportive than Cher. Even
he's gay?
More accepting.
Yeah, the Cher thing is weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is that?
I think she's just a...
But she's
extremely... a C word.
You're right.
Yeah, Trudy. You're right. I wonder what it is. I would love to know. If only that clickbait had gotten to me sooner, we would know the answer.
Can we just get
She's not a Christian!
I could be. Maybe we should just get a computer that just can be as poisoned as possible and then look up clickbait all day long. Just have viruses.
I still want to know who's dead that I don't know. There's famous people who are dead, and I don't know
Adam
who they
West.
Are.
We forgot about Adam West.
No, we knew he was dead, though. These are people like child stars who've died, and it was just not...
Sorry you died.
Not worth reporting on, apparently. I don't know.
Wow, EJ's face is like super
huge,
fat.
Huge, man. He is really bizarre, and I'm not saying it in a bad way. I don't care what he is. I don't care what he does. He's never going to do anything with me because, I mean, we'll just never cross paths. It doesn't matter. So I don't care.
I don't know. What
I
if
don't
he
even care if he's doing in front of me. But
if he needs an investor for some fashion line and he comes to you, what?
You like watches. What if he invents a watch that you really love?
I don't think he will.
What if Magic's like, I'll do an interview with you, but you got to talk to EJ first.
No, not doing that.
What?
He's just EJ. Why is EJ a star?
Well, here he is trying his best.
No, why is he?
Because he was Magic's kid and because he's fucking flamboyant as hell.
Yeah.
People like to watch that stuff.
I read a story and they had a bunch of stuff from Rich Kids of Beverly Hills and from his stupid reality show. It was just dumb. It was nothing. There's nothing spectacular about him. There's nothing fascinating about him. He's just really effeminate.
Right. What does he do for the black people?
And 7 feet tall, right?
Yeah, he's very tall.
I'm just telling you, he does nothing.
You know, I guess
he should be ashamed of himself.
Sorry, Donald.
Donald!
I guess it's of interest to people. I don't know.
I think there are some people who don't transform very well, you know? Like, there are some who, when they transform, you can't tell that they once were a different gender. And then there are some people who struggle, you know?
Yeah,
like Caitlyn Jenner. Oh. So not...
I know.
A woman.
Wait, I'm going to ask a dumb question.
Ever.
Is EJ trans or is he
No, I don't think he's trans. I think he just likes gay. Women's clothes.
Cross-dresser.
Yeah,
for sure.
But seeing this 6'6 guy, you know, who could be a great shooting guard or,
you know, tight end.
Has
lineman,
all the
yeah.
skills to be something incredible in the sports scene, who wears these sheer shirts and he wears skirts and high boots with, like, you know, it's just weird. It's just very strange. He can do it. I'm sure his friends love it. And some people think it's really cool. But
yeah.
It's just really weird. I wonder. I've never. Does anybody see Magic hanging out with him?
All the time. I see him go shopping. No, not at all.